Hey there, Michael.
Hello, accomplished writer Patrick Rome.
Thank you. Author Patrick Rome, that's me.
Sorry, author.
Yeah. We have an increasing number of authors on the network, don't we?
Yeah, I did a post the other day where I just did a little round robin of things that people were working on. And everybody except Josh and Brad either have a book out or are writing a book. So we've got Ian Broom.
Yeah.
He's just got his publishing contract.
Yes.
So
for absolutely. A for Angelica,
yeah. And he's, you know, so we're really, really proud of him because, you know, I mean, everybody is kind of going down the self-publishing route, but he's gone and got himself a proper publisher and everything, has been working on it forever.
Yeah.
Dave, he's written a bunch of books and he's got a couple of books coming as well, but he's not really talking about them too publicly, unless you're a member of 52 Tigers, so you should go do that.
Yep, definitely do that.
I'm working on a book.
Yeah.
I mean, also Terry isn't working on a book either, but, you know, I might be able to coerce him into doing so.
Terry would he'd do a gaming book more sooner than
I'm trying. Trying to get that boy to do something.
Yeah,
I'm trying to twist his arm into doing more writing. So he's a great writer, and it's a shame that he doesn't do more.
Yeah,
Brett is working on a mammoth update to Evernote Essentials.
Another one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he
did a mammoth update already that he released about, I want to say maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago now.
Yeah, no, I think he's working on more.
Okay.
I believe, and I hope I'm not talking out of turn.
Yeah.
Stephen is working on a book about stories of being an Apple genius.
Yeah. That one's going to be
bartending,
great.
Which is a great name.
That's going to be great. Love it.
Yeah, he sent me a couple of chapters. And it's really, really good fun.
Yeah, you just reminded me. I meant to post about that on Minimal Mac. Yeah, obviously, he came out with that news while I was in the way dealing with my dad in the hospital and such. But I wanted to update Minimal Mac with that news. So yeah. Thanks for reminding me of that.
No problem. Oh, and also while we're talking about announcements, 11 Minutes is back.
Ooh, yes, I saw that too. But once again, while I was kind of in the midst of dealing with other things, so didn't have time to check it out or otherwise comment on that. But that's great.
Yeah, really pleased. Really, really pleased to get that back. So
yeah.
So there you go. Yeah, more than enough.
Yeah, terrific. You know, and obviously my book, Enough, came out on Tuesday the 20th, March 20th, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So today we wanted to follow up on our whole Tweetbot versus Twitterific discussion and what's better, and you challenged me to give Tweetbot a better try than I had in the past. And then as someone who's normally kind of reluctant to change, I admitted that I had not really given it a fair, honest shake, and that there were some things about it that just kind of confused me or otherwise just were different than the way I was used to doing them. And so therefore I was kind of turned off by it.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, so much has changed, right?
Yes.
I mean, because
everything.
Well, because you were using Twitterific. But you were using it on the iPad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And since then, Tweetbot's come out with an iPad app.
Yeah, I was using Twitterific on the desktop and on the iPad.
Yes, and since then, the Tweetbot's come out with an iPad app. Have you been using that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Now there was a time. I mean, for the first few weeks of the app being out, I set up my iPad as like a second screen and had Tweetbot on there all the time and had my keyboard. Hooked up again and was using my iPad as like a tweet machine. I've since stopped doing that. I've started using Usfura on the Mac. Still not perfect. It's still not the perfect app, but I'm giving that a good crack. But today, like when we're recording it today, the iPad app of Tweetbot has come out with a update to include live tweet streaming.
So explain that. I saw that in the little, in the little announcement thing, but I've been a busy enough day I haven't been able to really look.
So basically, you don't need to pull to refresh anymore. And this is going to be coming to Tweetbot on the iPhone as well. When you're connected to Wi-Fi, so they have it, so when you're connected to Wi-Fi, so it's not pulling down wasting all of your data, what it will do is just... It's connected straight to the fire hose. Now, there are not a lot of apps that have this.
I like that.
So, I mean, that's what Twitter call it. They call it the fire hose. And so it's constantly refreshing and pulling in tweets as they're happening and automatically updating everything.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Groovy. I'll have to check that out. I still have yet... Well, yeah, I'm not... I don't want to give it all away. So basically, I'm using Tweetbot full-time now.
Huzzah. I'm very pleased to hear this. Is this just on the iPhone or are we talking
just on
across
the iPhone?
The board?
Just on right, the okay. iPhone. I haven't downloaded it on my iPad yet. Once again, it's another one of those cases where I think the iPad version came out either sometime within this past 3-week range. And let me just say that anything that has happened anytime within the last, say, 3 weeks to a month, I've likely ignored or have not really been able to put much thought into, because it's been, I mean, it's just been insane. I was on vacation for 10 days, was back for a week, and then had to leave for another week to deal with my dad, being in the hospital. And so, I had all of that work that had piled up. Being on vacation for 10 days, so basically came back to a, crap storm of work, and was just beginning to even make a dent into that and a dent into catching up when I had to leave town again and ignore everything again. So as it stands right now, I am just absolutely buried. And with several other things that, several other projects that are active real right now, along with all the other stuff. So haven't downloaded Tweetbot for iPad. I just haven't really done much of anything, and I've missed a lot of news and missed a lot of announcements from friends that I should have been promoting and talking about
So. How are you finding... so you're using Tweetbot...
Yes.
...on the iPhone.
Yes.
Your Mac app and iPad app have remained unchanged at the moment.
On the Mac, I've flirted around with Habari for a while.
Habari scares me.
Okay, why?
I don't know. But also, it doesn't have tweet marker support. I think it scares me because most of the app screenshots are in either Japanese or Chinese. I think that freaks me out a little bit. I don't know why. I assume that I can't change the language to English in some peculiar way. But I think it's mainly if an app doesn't have tweet marker now, I'm not interested.
Yeah. And I should say that if that was the case once, that is no longer the case. If I go to HabariApp.com, the screenshots are all in English.
Okay, this might have been a while ago, if I'm even thinking of the correct application, which I'm probably not. Pat, let's not beat around the bush.
Yeah, okay, great. On the Mac, I've been flirting around with Habari off and on. I really like the fact that it's keyboard-driven. I also like that it's an app that comes with the developer. I also appreciate the fact that the developer is a female. I like to support female developers because there's not enough of them. The developer posted a long post about her philosophy behind the app and why she built it, and despite other Twitter clients being out there, and what her goal was.
We know that's important to you.
And it's very important to me. And what she said, really, a lot of the things she said resonated with me. It's actually designed to be very keyboard driven, for instance. It's designed to really look like a Mac application, which I can't say for Tweety/Twitter for Mac. While slick looking, it still stands out as not really looking like something that, well, Apple would ship. But then again, neither does Addressbook or iCal or any other numerous examples of things that Apple ships that look nothing like a Mac app. Don't even get me started. Using Tweetbot on the iPhone, using Habari or Twitter/Tweety or whatever his nom de jour is, and then on the Mac, and then on the iPad, I'm still using Twitterific, but will likely download and try out Tweetbot there, if for no other reason than A, I like to have consistency between my iOS devices, and B, because I've become accustomed to the features and such on the iOS. iPhone.
The real, I think, exciting thing at the moment is Tatbots are working on a Mac application. They've not said what it is. They do keep things, their cards close to the chest. However, a lot of people are making educated and hopeful guesses that it will be Tweetbot for the Mac.
Yeah.
Which would be super.
Yeah.
Because then, you know, it's what we know and love.
Yeah, and we'll have something consistent between devices, although I suspect that knowing Tweetbot and seeing what they've done, I mean, if I did have one quibble with Tweetbot, it is that it really is so in a UI kind of class of its own, and that's not an exceptional thing or a non, you know what I mean, that basically it looks so different from a lot of iOS apps, right?
Yeah, it's every pixel is custom. They don't use anything that Apple creates.
Yeah. And so, because of that, it has its own very distinctive look and feel. And my fear, of course, is that it will run into the same kind of UI. Calling it a problem is the wrong word, but basically, like Tweety, it will set its own standard for what a Mac application should look like. What a Mac application looks like. I don't know if that's a problem or not. Like I said, I avoided using the word problem because I don't necessarily foresee it as a problem as much as I myself personally am sometimes jarred by that.
Okay. So tell me what do you enjoy about Twitterific on the iPhone? As opposed to other apps, like why have you not gone back to Twitterific?
Oh, you mean Tweetbot on the iPhone as opposed to, say, Twitterific. Once again, I think it's a kind of a level of familiarity, and once I got used to some of the gestures, like the triple tap for reply, or the swiping left to right to see a conversation, or
replies or, to that tweet,
or right to left to see replies to that that tweet or something. I've gotten used to those gestures. Actually, only recently I decided to use the mute feature for a few things. South by Southwest, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Foursquare. People I just mute via Twitter's own block and reporter spam function.
or unfollow, right?
Or, well, yeah.
Your old school.
I don't follow anyone I don't want to hear from. Don't worry too much about that. Recently I've discovered the view and fave star feature.
Yeah, which is kind of you triple tap your home, or you double tap your home, your profile tab, and it opens your fave star.
Oh, really? Profile. Oh, see, I didn't know that. So, like, no. No, is it double tap? Oh, is it? Maybe. No.
Hang on. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I see. Now we're getting into minutia.
If you have the profile, like your profile as one of the tabs in the bottom navigation bar. If you double tap that tab, it opens your Favestar profile.
Oh, gotcha. So. Ah, there we go. Actually, it's triple tap that, and it opens up the Favestar.
It works double for me, but either or.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's sometimes somewhat useful, for me. So yeah, I mean, I have come to like it. I still find that I'm able to, when I'm on my iPads, you know, use Twitterific there and be perfectly comfortable there. I don't necessarily think that there's one that's better or worse than the other. But certainly I do think it's just kind of a matter of personal preference, and I think it's also a matter of just getting used to something, and I've gotten used to it now, you know, and that's the reason why I haven't switched back to Twitterific, is not because I find it less or better necessarily, or not to the extent that I use it most, but just simply, it's on my home screen, and it hasn't warranted a good enough reason to move it off and replace it with something else.
Native push is good, too.
See, for me, don't use.
Okay. What do you mean? Not even for direct messages?
No.
Interesting.
I don't want anything to notify me really at all.
Airplane mode for the win. Pat turns his phone off and puts it in his pocket, and that's how he walks around.
Oh, dude, you'd be surprised. I have my direct messages emailed to me through
Twitter, okay.
Right. So oftentimes, if you send me a direct message, the reason I do that is that way I deal with it at the same time I deal with email, right?
Right.
So in the same way that when I process my email at my pre-described processing times, oftentimes I'll wait to reply to a direct message at that point, i.e. if a direct message really – if I see it – and it shows up as, oh, you've got a direct message and a little glowing blue thing down at the bottom in Tweetbot. You know, I might click over and reply and stuff like that. But if it's something that can wait, or I'm out and about dealing with other things, clients, what have you, I'll just save it till I get back to my email. And then I'll just, as I go through replying to email, I'll get to one of those direct messages, and I'll switch to Twitter, find it, reply to it, boom, and then delete it out of my inbox. So basically just treat it as another email that I'm replying to.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, push notifications could care less about. I don't receive them on almost any app I use. There's only a handful of apps that I use them on that make sense of, like, you know. Well, I don't know. I suppose if, like, you get a text message and you get the little pop-up thing, that's not really a push notification, is it?
No, that's like getting a phone call. You don't consider that a push notification either.
That's like an alert, yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I've got Google Voice on my phone because I use Google Voice for my business. And so when someone leaves me a message in Google Voice, it pops up the little alert thingy, you know.
Yeah. I think anything that is cellular communication doesn't really count like that.
Yeah, then I would say that then, yes, I've got push notifications turned off with, you know, except for those things that are like alerts or pop-ups or things like that, if that makes sense.
Sounds like you've got some problem. Mardi Gras beads going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put those down.
Are they actually Mardi Gras beads? Never letting go, are you now? You're never letting go.
I was playing around with these Mardi Gras beads that are sitting on my desk.
I didn't actually think they were.
Yes, just, they were. Thought,
no, it's not going to be Mardi Gras beads. Maybe his beard's rubbing against the mic or something.
No, like no, no. That's my bad. Sorry. We can take that out in post, can't we?
No. Especially now we've referred to it.
It's become part of the show. It's our new guest, Mardi Gras beads. Woo! Show me something, mister.
At this point, it surely is time to wrap up. I think when we derail into Mardi Gras again, it's only time to go.
We beat it to death at that point. I couldn't agree more. So, all right, well. This has been fun, and thanks for forcing me to give Tweetbot a try. And
I'm pleased.
This should be a lesson to anyone and to you that I'm always open to trying new things, and oftentimes I will not be as open initially as I should be. And so feel free to push me a little bit on that. Feel free to say, I really think you should give it a shot at least. And I will.
I'm glad you did.
Well, thank you very much, Michael.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. We'll talk later.
Cheers.
Cheers.